Hi, I'm Howard Dayton, and welcome to a very special edition of Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. You know, today we're celebrating the 20th anniversary of this program. You know, it's hard to believe, but it was 20 years ago that the world first heard Steve Moore say,
"Hi, I'm Steve Moore, and welcome to our premier edition of Money Matters with Larry Burkett." Well, for the next half hour, well-known financial teacher and author Larry Burkett will be here to answer your financial questions. The number to call is 404-864-4445. You know, the Bible has much more to say about money than just tithing and giving, and we'd like to help you understand God's perspective of money management. So give us a call, jot it down, 404-864-4445, as we discuss Money Matters with Larry Burkett. Well, Larry, here we are after about a year and a half of planning. This is our very first edition of Money Matters. You know, we've had a five-minute program since 1982, and a lot of people have called and written and said, "That's just not enough. That just whets my appetite, and then you're off the air." So in response to those people, we have put together something a bit longer that we think will help people on a real practical basis. However, there have been other folks, some station managers and some other people, that have wondered just how are we going to fill a half hour's worth of time talking about finances, and particularly from a biblical perspective. Give us your perspective on that.
Well, Steve, I'm really excited about starting our program half an hour a day. You know, I remember back when we started the five-minute-a-day program, the first thing that came to my mind is, how in the world are you ever going to be able to say anything in 5 minutes? So it's all a matter of practice, and I trust that this program will get better as we go along.
Well, as you can hear, a lot has changed about Money Matters since it went on the air in 1988. And I'm not just talking about my waistline. And, Howard, what happened to my voice?
I'll tell you, it changes, doesn't it?
Hey, thanks for joining us today as we look back at what God has done through this broadcast. You know, there's no doubt that God's blessing has been on Money Matters. It began in 1988. On 24 radio stations, and today we're heard on 627 stations from coast to coast.
Amazing.
God's used Money Matters to teach millions of people biblical financial principles, and as a call-in program, obviously we've had the privilege and the joy of doing that one-on-one conversation with many of you over the last 20 years. In fact, Howard, we estimate that we've spoken with 21,000 callers during that time. We've also received and answered thousands and thousands of letters and emails.
Well, Steve, as you said, it's been a joy and privilege.
And it's been an honor. In fact, this broadcast has been honored several times, four times, with national awards from the National Association of Religious Broadcasters. But the biggest reward is seeing families freed from debt, relationships reconciled, and most importantly, people accepting Christ as their Lord and Savior through a program on finances.
Well, the name of the game is people's lives being changed.
Well, coming up, we take a stroll down memory lane and take a look back at God's ministry through this program. Highlights from the last 20 years when this anniversary edition of Money Matters continues.
If you're an entrepreneur or business leader, there's always a lot to think about. Employees, financing, sales, costs, margins. What are the keys to making your business prosper? The Business by the Book Independent Study will help you find the answer to this question. This study will outline advice found in the number one business consulting resource of all time, the Bible. The Business by the Book Independent Study includes a student course book and two DVDs featuring the training of Dave Ray, former president of Apple Canada.
God has given us a roadmap to guide you in making wise decisions, from hiring and firing to business organization and management.
Discover God's blueprint for business and personal success, and learn on your own schedule from your office or living room. To find out more, visit crown.org or call 1-800-722-1976.
Hi, my name is Joy. I've had the opportunity of listening to Money Matters from a young age, so young that I can't even remember when I started. My mom always had the radio on in the afternoons, and when I'd come home from school, I'd often have the chance of catching the program at that time. Today, I have clear financial goals, and I am debt-free, and I have saved for 3 months. and now I'm preparing to go overseas to serve God, and I just want to acknowledge the way that Money Matters has influenced and taught me in my life. And I want to thank those that produce Money Matters and spend so much time investing in it for all the ways that it ministers to so many people. Thank you for allowing me to serve God better through your teaching.
Hey, welcome back to the 20th anniversary edition of Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton, along with Steve Moore.
Well, Howard, earlier we played a clip from the very first broadcast of this program, and God had been at work long before that day in reality.
That's right.
He called Larry Burkett to start a ministry called Christian Financial Concepts in 1976. Larry began writing books, speaking to groups, counseling individuals, and then in 1981, Dr. James Dobson invited Larry to appear on his national radio program, Focus on the Family.
He's an expert in money, and the first thing I want him to do is get me something. His name is Larry Burkett. He has a B.A. in marketing, a master's degree in finance. He spent 2.5 years holding seminars on finance for Campus Crusade for Christ, and is now heading an entire ministry that deals with Christian concepts of financial management. Larry, from all of this experience in helping Christians handle their money problems, what conclusions have you drawn about Christians' knowledge of personal finance and economic matters and so on?
I don't think there's any doubt, and you probably can't even limit it just to Christians, that in America, we don't have a good grasp of biblical principles of handling finances. We don't even have a good grasp of practical principles of handling finances. You know, it's interesting that as Christian families, we'll send our kids through grammar school, high school, college, and many of them get a PhD and come out without knowing how to balance a checkbook. As Christians, you know, we wouldn't let our moral lives be adjusted to the world around us because we know the world around us is in chaos. But we'll let our financial lives be adjusted by the world around us. We do the very same things that they do. We suffer the very same problems they do. And then we wonder why God has failed us.
Well said. Well, yeah, Steve.
From 1981, very applicable to today.
That's right.
Well, Dr. Dobson encouraged Larry to start his own radio program as a way to widen the ministry of Christian financial concepts, and he did. Larry began recording a 5-minute feature called How to Manage Your Money, and it wasn't long before he was teaching God's financial principles to more people than he ever had before without all the travel. Shortly thereafter, a daily half-hour program, a call-in program called Money Matters, was born, and every call was an opportunity for Larry to minister not only to the caller, but also to millions who were listening.
Yeah, just to give you a little background on my situation, I'm currently a captain in the Air Force, and we're in debt on credit cards alone, at least $20,000. I lost track of the total.
Okay. Are you still using them, Robert?
I promised my wife that I would stop, and I was good for a few months, but recently I discharged some more items, and she doesn't know about it because I've been kind of intercepting a bill from the mail.
Yeah, you don't want to do that. It's better at this, even this day, pray about this and then go tell her the honest truth. And one solution to that problem is to have a pair of scissors in your house. You can solve that problem real simply. Just take them out and whack them into little pieces.
Okay.
What I want you to do is make a commitment that you won't buy anything else, no matter what it costs. And let's assume now, if it's worth $10 or more, you'll pray about it for 3 days before you buy it.
Okay.
If it's worth more than $25, you'll pray about it for 2 weeks. And if it's worth more than $50, you will wait a full month before you buy it. And keep a list. And every time you think about buying something, you write it down and write the price down.
Okay.
And make a commitment to get 2 more prices from another location and wait 30 days.
Okay.
I'll guarantee you won't buy any of them.
Okay.
Once you get away from the impulse of buying and you begin to discipline yourself, it's like any other discipline, whether it's food or whatever it is. Once you get into the habit of disciplining yourself, it gets easier and easier.
Well, Larry continued counseling callers like Robert every day on Money Matters until his death on July 4th, 2003. Now, in the year 2000, Howard, you remember it well, something pretty incredible happened.
It sure did, Steve. Christian Financial Concepts, started by Larry Burkett, merged with Crown Ministries, which I was fortunate enough to start to form Crown Financial Ministries. And as you know, after Larry died, we had a period where we had guest hosts, and Ken Franke, Austin Pryor, Ron Blue, Eric Kenning, Brian Ray, and Charlie Germany really stepped up and did a great job on the program.
Well, yeah, they did do a great job, but then you stepped up as the permanent host, and how did that come about?
Kicking and screaming, Steve, kicking and screaming, as you well remember. This the Lord made it clear I was supposed to serve in this capacity, and You know, I want to thank you personally, Steve, for your kindness and your being a mentor to me in so many ways during that transition. And, you know, I went from a person who was scared about doing it to a person who really loved communicating with our caller.
Well, it certainly has been my pleasure. And again, it's just been a joy to watch you go from a non-radio guy to a guy who really has great passion for broadcasting now. And I know you enjoy what you do.
I sure do.
Yeah. Well, Howard, as you moved into this seat, you've lovingly counseled our callers about difficult financial situations. You've encouraged them spiritually, and you've even gone so far as praying with many of them, which is not something we used to do a lot of, but that's where your heart is, isn't it?
It really is, Steve. I mean, a lot of times people are in circumstances where prayer is the only solution. You know, God has to show up, and He does care so much about us individually. He loves us like crazy. He wants us to invite Him into our financial life, and prayer is so important. And, you know, we often tell folks, even if we don't pray for them right on the program, Steve, that we're going to pray for them. Yep. And that's something that, you know, this radio department has been so faithful to do. Every time we say that, we follow up and do it.
Well, I know that sometimes it may sound like just an easy way to you know, hang up on somebody, but in reality, we have a prayer list, and every Friday morning, the entire radio staff sits down, and we review that prayer list, and we pray specifically for those callers, and it's really been an honor, and that's really where all the power is.
Absolutely. I mean, we've got to have the Lord actively involved in our finances.
Well, Howard, with you, we also started a couple of new features on the program. One was Hey Howard, where you answered listener questions in a fairly rapid-fire way.
That's right.
And the other was Radio Recall, where we followed up with previous callers to find out what God had done in their lives since their original call, and we've chosen one of your favorites.
Now, let's listen.
I have a credit card problem in my family to the tune of about $20,000 right now. And unfortunately, it's on my wife's side, but yet it's in my name. And it's weird because I've been paying these credit card bills all year, but didn't realize that we actually have two separate accounts. And I have tried to go to my spouse and say, you know, we need to stop charging till we can figure this out.
Well, Howard, your diagnosis was that William and his wife needed plastic surgery.
That's
and
right.
A spending plan to get their finances under control and start paying down that $20,000 debt. He's back in the line with us now.
Hey, William, great to have you back on Money Matters.
It's great to be back.
So tell us, how's the budget? How's the spending plan going?
Well, I tell you, I would put it in the miracle category. We actually have no debt right now.
Wow.
God has really been good to us. My wife and I cut up the credit cards. It took a while to get her to understand the program, but I think when we did that, she started realizing that, you know, she really was pretty dependent on them, actually. And we cut them up, and I paid all the bills. I said, look, let me just take care of all this stuff, and we'll work it out. And actually, since then, we paid off the credit cards completely. She started putting her money toward retirement.
Well, Howard, that's just one instance of many where people had their lives changed by following God's financial principles, and then were willing to come back in the program and tell us all about it. And what a great blessing that is for us to hear.
Absolutely. Just a huge encouragement, not only to us, but to everyone listening to the program.
Howard, what's it meant to you to be able to minister one-on-one to our listeners? Has it been a mantle of responsibility you've enjoyed?
Well, I've felt the weight of the responsibility. It certainly has increased my prayer life, but it's just been a joy. In Philippians 4, verse 1, Paul writes to the Philippians, and he says, "You are my joy and crown, and you are my joy and my crown." And I thank you so much for the honor of being able to communicate with you, to be able to pray for you over these 4 years.
Well, Howard, I think you and I both know and understand and appreciate the fact that God doesn't use us because we're perfect. We're all cracked pots to some level, and we're grateful that God uses us in spite of that, and in spite of our own imperfections. And we have some...
you're not going to, yes, you are, aren't
yes,
you?
I'm leading up to Money Matters bloopers.
Uh-oh.
Looking at your checkbook really tells where your priorities are.
It
certainly does. Just agree with me once in a while.
I will.
Right.
Okay.
So, Larry, it is a fine balance between a family member. Helping another family member and at the same time not getting, changing their socks.
Yeah.
Can we do this program over again?
Keep my part of it, John. That was perfect.
I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was just thinking, may think out loud. Well, it's been a long time since we've heard a fantastic factoy. What do they call
it? Financial factoy. It's been so long that...
All right. Children have never been very good at listening to their elders, but they never fail to intimidate them or imitate them.
Same thing.
Let's try this again. I bet you he did car detailing, didn't he, Howard?
How'd you guess that? Luke 6, Jesus is on the Sermon on the Mount. He's giving the Sermon on the Mount. He's giving the Sermon on the Mount.
For more information about Crown's single-parent ministry, call 1-800-722-1976. And that's also the number to call if you'd like to be... And that's also the number to call if you want to become a single parent.
No.
What? In fact, my wife has jotted this number down recently. All right.
Well, those two examples I just gave to you are just the kind of the... Let me do that again.
All right, we're done. Thank you, sir.
Fix those, will you?
Yeah.
No, John. Dave, fix them. Make me sound good. That's kind of embarrassing, isn't it?
A little humbling, but thank God for our producer, Steve.
Yeah, they are great guys.
They really are.
They perform miracles
own. They do every single day.
Well, we've had a lot of fun looking back at the last 20 years, but Howard, now it's time to start looking forward.
That's right, Steve, and I've asked our new CEO, Chuck Bentley, to join us today. And Chuck, welcome to the program.
Great to be here, Howard and Steve. Thank you very much.
Well, Chuck, fill us in. What can folks expect when they tune in tomorrow?
Well, Howard, Steve, we're very excited about what God's been doing over these past several months preparing for this very day. And I can't think of another time when God's been so clearly moving, not only in my life, but in the life of this ministry. And we believe he's led us to this place. So in a nutshell, here's what you'll hear tomorrow when you tune in. First, the program name will be changed from Money Matters to Money Life. We want to help you answer the question, how does God relate to my money and my life? Second, you'll hear the new theme music. So you may have to check your watch just to be sure you're in the right place.
That's right.
And then third, probably the most noticeable change, is that we'll have one host talking with the guest. Some guests will be experts, but many will just be everyday people who have a great story to share about their relationship with God and money.
And Chuck, you will be the new host.
I will be the new host, Steve. Let me explain our new approach. We'll be using our new format to answer questions. But rather than answering several in one program, we'll only cover one topic, but we'll go deep on it. You know, Crown's developed a very strong reputation as a financial management ministry. And we hope people will better understand what the Bible says about making money, not just managing it. Scripture is clear that we're to be wise about how we make money and how we use it to fulfill God's purposes for his kingdom. And for us as individuals. In other words, a holistic biblical view of money can be summed up in three words: make, manage, and fulfill. God wants us to make money with integrity, to manage it wisely, and use it to fulfill his purposes while we're on this earth. That's what we'll cover each day from this three-pronged approach.
All right. And when we come back, we'll tell you some more about this new program, Money Life, that starts tomorrow. We'll be right back.
All right, here's a question that may require you to get in touch with your feminine side. When you're lost, you should, come on, ask directions. Right, let's try another. When you get a new gadget and you don't know how to work it, you read the manual. Good. So when you're having money troubles and your solutions aren't working, what do? Again, it's read the manual. But what is this instruction manual? Well, it's the Bible, and you can learn what it says about money when you join a special 10-week biblical financial study group from Crown Financial Ministries. Some group members say they've gotten rid of a lot of debt, started saving more, started giving more, and have even noticed that their marriages are stronger. More than that, they've grown closer to Christ. Don't tell me that wouldn't improve your life. Find a group in your area going through the 10-week biblical financial study by visiting crown.org and clicking on In My Area, crown.org.
Welcome back to Money Matters from Crown Financial Ministries. I'm Howard Dayton. Along with Steve Moore, we've got a very special guest today. Crown's new CEO, Chuck Bentley, is with us, and we're talking about a brand new program that is going to be starting tomorrow. And Chuck, who will be on the program?
Well, Howard, we're going to have all kinds of guests. Some days we'll bring in an expert on a particular topic or an author, and then some days we'll interview everyday people who've lived out or in some cases lived through the topic that we're discussing. You know, the Lord used stories to make his point on so many important issues. And I don't think that was an afterthought. He knew that people learn best when both their minds and their hearts were engaged. So we followed the Lord's example, and we're going to commit a significant portion of each broadcast to the story of our guest. Mm-hmm. And then we'll bring specific biblical applications to that topic. Our goal each day will be to deliver hope, help, and insight. And I think it's going to make for great radio.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah, it sounds like a unique and real creative approach, Chuck.
Well, thank you, Steve. We believe our listeners are going to like it. Yeah. And by the way, I know our listeners are going to be wondering where you're going. Mm. Steve, give us an idea of what you'll be turning your attention to in the days ahead.
All right. Well, that's a very interesting question, actually. You know, I've been considering an offer to write a book about Larry Burkett, and actually you know a little bit about that, and so we're pondering, you know, what the Lord would have us do in that regard, and then Marcia and I are also praying about some other opportunities.
Well, I'm sure our listeners would vote that you would follow that opportunity to write a book about Larry. You're certainly qualified.
Thanks.
Howard, tell us what you'll be doing in this next season of your ministry.
Well, I'll be continue to be totally engaged with Crown, Chuck, as you know, and my big focus is on writing, and I'm up to my eyeballs in Money and Marriage book, which I'm really excited about.
Sounds like you have a very full schedule as you transition from here.
That's right. That's what Bev said.
Well, you know, guys, our time is just about up, but before I go, I do want to say thank you. You have you've laid an incredible foundation for the future of the Crown broadcast, and I know that Larry Burkett would be so proud of you. You've carried on the legacy well, and we're prepared for the future, and I do want to thank you both.
Oh, thank you very much, Josh.
Thanks,
you brought a team of professional people around you, Steve and Howard, and they're godly people who've helped you create this broadcast, and I know you'd like to recognize them today as well.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate the opportunity. We have, you know, we've had so many people over the years help us with this broadcast and our other broadcasts as well, and let me just mention a few of them, those that are with us today. Dwayne Harms is our senior producer. He's been here 21 years. Rich Rosel is the most creative producer and engineer you'll ever find, and he sits behind the console every day. Johnny Franklin has been with me 22 years, and he edits and produces our short feature, How to Manage Your Money, so we want to thank Johnny for his loyal participation. Carl Peets, the world's fastest editor, has been here 11 years. Jim Henry, a wonderful writer, producer, and call screener. Scott Grant is our writer and University of Georgia football fan number one.
Right.
I don't know what we'd do without him. Regina Reed is near and dear to me. She is the world's greatest administrative assistant. It's been just a joy working with Regina and all of these people, just a tremendous team who do what God has called them to do using their spiritual gifts to pull together a broadcast that changes people's lives as they apply God's principles to their finances. And Howard, obviously it's been a joy working with you these past 4 years.
Same here, Steve.
I seen a man step into a radio role like you did from the ground up and hit the ground running and take it right to the top, to the very pinnacle. It's been a joy and honor and a blessing sitting across the table from you.
Well, it's been my pleasure. I've just loved every minute of it, Steve.
Well, let's pray for this transition. Lord God, we thank you for this incredible legacy of 20 years. Lord, we thank you for what you've done in the lives of those who've listened and for the faithfulness of proclaiming your word. We pray, God, for your favor on Steve and Howard as they assume new responsibilities and your favor on our new broadcast. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you.
And to you, our listeners, thank you so much for tuning in each day. Thanks for your friendship and your support through 20 years of Money Matters. I'm Steve Moore.
Along with Howard Dayton. And don't forget, tune in tomorrow so that you can hear the brand new Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries.